Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Thank you for joining us today for Joyful with Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Now let's go to the Word.
Scripture. Psalms 34, verses 4 through 8. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. When you find it, you may stand for the reading of the word. Christmas is next month, so I say, you know, we have to know just how good God is. We don't know just how good God is right now. Something wrong with us. See, next month, we're going to be so busy buying and doing our list. But this month, we're going to give God the glory because of his goodness. We may not even make it to Christmas, but I'm going to thank him for right now. Hallelujah. Verse 4, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Not some of them, but all of them. Verse 5 said, they looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Hallelujah. The angel of the Lord encamped round about them that feared him and delivered him. And this is my verse. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. The subject is, God is so good. God is so good. Hallelujah. God, we come right now. And Holy Spirit, I pray that you touch each and every one that is under the sound of my voice. Lord God, open their eyes that they may see. Open their ears that they may hear. Open their heart that they may receive. And God, none of me but all of you, Lord God. So Father, we praise you and magnify you on today and glorify you for another day's journey. And Father, we just say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you. Psalms 34 really is, the historical background is from some that is found in 1 Samuel 21, where David was fleeing from Saul for his life. And then he went to the king of Philistine. But he escaped from there. So this psalm is centered around his praises from escaping the trouble that he was in. And not only that, Psalms 34 is the center of a biblical mission in the Old Testament. And the words taste and see is found there. Because the Israelites were supposed, that was the only task that they had, was to attract the other nations about who God was. If they had obeyed him and stayed faithful to God, that was their only duty. But we already know they didn't fulfill that duty. So that's why we are in the shape that we are in today. We got to find him for ourselves. That's why the word of God say taste and see. See, if you don't never taste, you'll never be able to see just how God good God is. Hallelujah. Now, David in Psalms 34, verses 4 through 8, he gave three fourth witness of what the Lord does for his own. You hear that? He gave three. David picked these three out, okay? The first thing is what the Lord does is he saves us in verses 4 through 8. The second thing, the Lord keeps us in verse 7. And the third thing, the Lord satisfies us in verse 8. First, the Lord saves us. Now, the summit here was seeking the Lord in his distress. And he cried out to the Lord and even begged God, help me. Sometimes we just got to get on the floor sometime in our house. We don't have to wait till we get in the church house, the brace. We can do it in our own sanctuary. Because I feel like my house is my sanctuary. And when I go in my sanctuary, whether it be in the bathroom, bedroom, wherever it may be, when I stretch out on my face to the Lord, I don't have to worry about whether or not he's going to answer, because I know he know my name. And he'll answer it. It may not come when I want it to come, but one thing about it, I trust him, and I have confidence that he's going to do it when he get ready. Hallelujah. And here it is, not only did the Lord answer David, but he also delivered him from his fears and saved him also from the death and fear from the trouble that was around him. Now, you know that's the kind of God we serve. He'll protect us when we can't even protect our own self. Sometimes we don't even know we're in danger, but he knows it. Hallelujah. And when we seek the Lord, he answers us and delivers us from our own fears. The fear of an unknown future. The fear of dying with our sins unconfessed and unforgiven. The fear of standing before the judgment of the great white throne. But when we trust Christ as our Lord and Savior, we hear his word say, your sins are forgiven. Go in peace. See, we ought to be waiting. If we haven't heard that already, we need to hear that. Because see, that's our covering. That's our protection. That's our deliverance. Hallelujah. Amen. But as believers, when we seek the Lord, it is the same as to look by faith. And when we look him to him by faith, Psalms 4 and verse 6 part B says, the Lord will lift up the light of his covenants. That means he's going to lift his face to whatever that need may be. Amen. And then he give us divine, not worldly approval, but divine approval. Hallelujah. And that divine approval is putting joy in our heart. When we feel like we just don't have no joy to lift us up, the Lord will put a joy there that is unspeakable. Amen. Then he will give us peace to lie down at night. And not just lie down, he give us peace to go to sleep. Jesus, hallelujah. And not only that, but the Lord make us dwell in safety and confidence and trust. You can trust me, the Lord say. I got your back, front, side, all around you. You ain't got to worry about no dangers outside. Jesus, when I looked out my house last night, I looked on this corner and on this corner. I didn't see nobody at home. I'm on that street all by myself. If they had moved out, they somewhere else. But you know, I say, Lord, you say nothing. Oh, Jesus, will come to my dwelling. So I lay down in my bed, Sister Mildred. I didn't worry about who wasn't on my street, if anything happened. Because the Lord say nothing. And when he say nothing, that's exactly, oh, Jesus, what he mean. Nothing should come near my dwelling. Oh, God, y'all excuse me today. I don't care. Because I want to praise him. This may be my last time praising him. Jesus, help me, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And also, we can lean and depend on him. We ain't got to trust man. Because, see, man will help you one day, and then man will turn your back on the next day. It all depends on how man feel. But, see, my God is the same every day. He'll help me when I call him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Also, in Numbers chapter 6, verses 26 through 27. I'm not going to read it, but it's a benediction that the Lord told Moses. The Lord told Moses, say, tell Aaron and your sons. The Lord say, this is the way you bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you, protect you, sustain you, and guard you. The Lord make his face shine upon you with favor and be gracious to you, surrounding you with all loving kindness. But D.L. Moody wrote this. This is a benediction that can go all over the world. Every heart may say it. It is from God. Every letter may conclude it. Every day may begin with it. Every night may be sanctified by it. The Lord bless it, just keep on shining upon us for those that belongs to him. Hallelujah. But if we walk in unbelief, our faces will be ashamed, frustrated, and confused, because we look into the world and we are darkened by the preplex, by the laws, by what we see, instead of, because the world is just temporary. It only gonna show us what it can see. But see, the Lord ain't temporary, he eternity. So, but when we look to God by faith, we have the light of both direction and joy. And our way is made, it is made both plain and pleasant. Hallelujah. In other words, it's joyful. When we look by faith to the Lord, we just believe what his words say. We don't look to see whether or not it's going to happen. We just believe that he said it and it's done. Hallelujah. We don't have to worry about trying to fix the situation. See, we too busy trying to fix something that we can't fix. It's a temporary fix that we do. But when God fix it, it'll never show up again, because it's well fixed. Hallelujah. And see, the good part of this salvation, it is not a private salvation. It is no name on this salvation. It is available to all who put their faith in Christ. And see, when you put your faith in Christ, you become more radiant. That means all the frowns that you used to have on your face, they change to smiles. Ooh, not only smiles, but joy. And depression and despair gives way to delight. You can rejoice even when you don't feel like it. Hallelujah. But in Isaiah 60 chapter and 45th verse, he is talking about another spiritual gathering that will be radiant. He told us, he said, arise from your spiritual depression to a new life. And then he also said, not only arise, but he said, shine, for your light has come. Talking about Jesus' second coming. That ought to have been a shout right there. Because Jesus is coming back. And what we see now, it will not be no more. Because he coming up, coming back to clean up all this mess. And that ought to be a glory, a shine on our face, knowing that weeping may endure for a night and joy be, is there early in the morning. See, we waiting on joy to come right now. We waiting on peace. But see, the only thing, only time you can get that peace and that joy is to lean and depend on Jesus. Hallelujah, Tasha. See, he know when I need peace. He know when I need joy, because he come. He just fill me up. I'm overflowing with it. Y'all catch this joy, because I got the joy of the Lord. He's my strength when I feel like I don't have no strength. He my peace. Ooh, Jesus. Y'all, I'm preaching to myself today, because God, I need this. Lord have mercy. The next thing the Lord does is that he keep us. The believer is not only saved, but they are kept as well. Because you know why? The angel of the Lord, which is the Lord Jesus himself, he serves on an encircling protection for those who fear him. Fear me to worship him, reverence him, obey him, and do what he asks you to do. He didn't say think about it. Wish him, say, God, take it all. Whatever it is, take it. And I'm going to still bow down before you. I'm going to still worship you. Hallelujah. And the Lord will deliver us from the scene